Hello, this is Alan Crockett, Director of Member Communications for American Council of Engineering Companies, and this is the ACEC podcast coming live to you today, directly from the 2019 ACEC Annual Convention. We have with us a special guest, a new member to the ACEC family, the new Executive Director of ACEC Kentucky, Sarah Massey. Sarah, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And being that you've been on the job for, what, about a month now?
4 weeks.
Four whole weeks. Well, that qualifies you as kind of a veteran already.
I'm a veteran now. Diving head first.
Well, that makes the obvious question. What have you learned that you didn't know, and what do you know that you need to learn?
What do I know that I need to learn? Probably everything. I'll start there. I think what I've learned is this is an incredible association. And the what ACEC National can provide for ACEC Kentucky, I mean, the benefits and the coordination there is such, it's has put me at a lot, eases my mind on that. I'm not in this alone.
Oh, that's good.
So you've got this network and this support system to really help you guide through anything that we might be encountering.
And that's exactly the kind of perspective we want our member organizations to think about ACEC National and all the services that we provide. It's very interesting you said that. You come from a very political background. You were formerly the Director of Intergovernmental Affairs for Mayor Greg Fisher in Louisville.
Yes.
What was your role there? What did you like about that?
So there, it was very much looking at the policy initiatives for the mayor and what we need to do to be proactive in changing state legislation or local legislation to be able to achieve any goals within the mayor's office. Okay. So it really was something that kind of changed each year at always looking at our strategic plan and where the mayor really wanted to take the city and how do we best give him the tools to be able to do that.
Okay. So I imagine it's an easy question. How does that parallel to what you want to accomplish in your vision as Executive Director of ACEC?
Yeah, Kentucky? It's very much, there's a lot of overlap there. I think that this will help me, my background will help me do the things that the board really wants to accomplish for the long-term goals and visions for the engineering companies within the state of Kentucky. So having those relationships already in Frankfort and being able to go and look at an issue, not just from, you know, the engineering side, but from a very tactical side of how do we make sure that we're developing these relationships so that people understand the issues for the engineers.
Oh, very well, very well. What are, first, how are things going at ACEC Kentucky from what you've learned so far?
They're going well. They're going really well. You know, I think that that's the one of the things that I really want to focus on, and they've done a great job in the past, and a George Bender and Russ Romines, they really set up a great organization for me to come into. But it's, I really want to focus in on membership and membership benefits and making sure that our member companies know all the tools that we can help provide for them to advance what they want to do within Kentucky and on the national level also with ACEC.
Mm-hmm. George Bender was a legend.
Yeah.
Of course in Kentucky, but also on the national stage. He was very active in a lot of committees, especially the Engineering Excellence Awards Committee. Are you going to the EEA Gala this time?
I am not going to the EEA Gala this time, and I'm going to plead the newbie defense. I did not know about it until I'd already started. So we had an EEA in Kentucky that was before I even began. Okay. with ACEC Kentucky. So I went to that, and then as I was starting to get all the information and starting, I missed my opportunity to go to the EEA this year. So I very much look forward to it for next year.
All you have to do is just keep up with ACEC's member communications.
Yes.
And we'll tell you
all
about it.
Perfect.
And all the things you missed, including the great host, Ross Schaefer, the great awards show, and the absolutely fantastic after party with the live band.
I've heard it's amazing.
It is wonderful. It's the best celebration of engineering excellence anyway. So mark your calendar next year. Well, that's good. That's good. Going forward, what are your short-term goals with your new organization? organization?
Yeah, my short-term goals right now is really focusing in on the membership. Really making sure that we're having a coordinated effort to recruit new companies within Kentucky to make sure that they're getting involved and staying involved. And how do we get them, once they are joining ACEC Kentucky, getting them involved in the programs that we have available.
On the legislative side, any pressing issues that jumped right out as soon as you walked in the door saying we've been having a problem with this for a long time?
There,
your input would be valuable.
I'll have to say, a couple of things, in which most of the states are struggling with right now is infrastructure investment. So there's been a long running effort within Kentucky to increase the gas tax again across the board, something that everyone is dealing with. So I have been involved in that just because I worked with getting transportation funding for the city of Louisville.
Sure.
So that's something that I'm excited to continue in that effort and still add value there with my relationships on the city side, bringing it over to the private sector with the engineering companies. And then there's always been this discussion about a board reorganization for the licensure board. That I think that's at a point right now in Kentucky where it's not on the forefront. So I think I'll just use my relationships there to continue to talk about why this could be detrimental to the engineering world.
Well said. Yeah. Well said. Well, you know, there are several states, members of ours, that have passed transportation funding, infrastructure funding initiatives, and we provide excellent resources for that campaign and that push. So please don't.
Yes, I was excited to learn about the Minuteman Grant. So
sort of twinkle in your eye, did.
And it did. I was very excited about that. I was involved in some other efforts before, and I was like, this would have been good to know a few years
Trust
back.
Me. They all take advantage of it,
yeah.
Too, so don't hold back.
Okay.
Well, we'll leave it at that. Let you get back to your busy day here at the annual convention. I know you got a lot of things going on. What are your plans for the next couple of days? How long are you going to be here?
So I'll be here through Wednesday.
Okay.
So I'm going to be in the NACE meetings every day,
sure.
Which is an invaluable group so yeah. far. All the executive directors from each state have been so amazing to me and kind of really helping me understand what questions I don't know yet. So they've been a great guide, and the mentorship program, I know that's going to be very helpful for me once they get that set up. But then we've got 2 full days of Hill visits with our entire Kentucky delegation. So we've got 8 members that sit on Capitol Hill that we'll go and visit and talk about our
excellent.
Priorities with.
Yeah. Excellent. Absolutely excellent. Well, thank you for giving us a little of your time.
Thank
today.
You, Alan.
That was Sarah Massey, the new executive director for ACEC Kentucky, sharing some of her perspectives and visions for her new job. And we thank her, and we thank you for listening.